You're listening to SBS News.
UNA Chief Martin Griffiths believes the first shipment of grain from a Ukrainian Black Sea port could take place as early as this week, but crucial details for safe passage of the vessels were still being worked out. It comes days after Russia launched missile airstrikes against the port of Odessa, shortly after signing an agreement with Kyiv that would allow wheat exports from Ukraine. Ukraine's ports have been blockaded by Russia since its invasion of the country in February, stoking a global food crisis. Mr. Griffiths says Turkish, Russian, and Ukrainian military officials have been working with a UN team at a joint coordination center in Istanbul, negotiating the exact coordinates of the safe shipping channels.
The vessels, having come through those territorial waters, will then go across a defined safe corridor. You'll remember that the Russian Federation throughout this period were reminding us of the fact that they have continually identified such a corridor. Our position on that was you need to negotiate agreement on a corridor rather than simply offer it, but offering it is a good first step.
Meanwhile, in Moscow, former Channel 1 editor Marina Ovsyannikova has been found guilty on charges of discrediting the army. Judge Victoria Diakova made the ruling.
The court finds Marina Vladimirovna Ovsyannikova guilty of an administrative offence as per Administrative Court Procedure Code of Russian Federation and imposes an administrative penalty to the amount of 50,000 rubles.
Ms. Ovsyannikova briefly interrupted a state TV Channel 1 News evening program in March by walking in the studio holding a poster bearing slogans against the military operation in Ukraine. Ms. Ovsyannikova says she will continue to oppose Russia's operation in Ukraine.
War is the worst crime of the 21st century. I do not renounce my words under any conditions. And all these accusations were absolutely absurd. I don't know why we were wasting time. It was immediately clear that this court was organized to intimidate me. To intimidate all those who disagree in Russia, all those who oppose the war. Therefore, I have nothing to say.
This comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made his usual nightly video address detailing the day's events and thanked the U.S. Congress for approving a resolution to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism.
Only in the first half of this day, and only in Kyiv, there were four air alarms. The Russian army launched missile attacks on the Kyiv region. Kropivnitsky hit Mykolaiv, continued a series of strategically senseless and brutal onslaughts on Donbas. I thank each and every one who repels this terror. And I also want to thank the American senators who unanimously approved the resolution calling on the U.S. Department of State to recognize Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Департамент США визнати
Росію державою-спонсором тероризму. Military analysts believe Russian forces are focusing their efforts on capturing the cities of Bakhmut and Seversk in Donetsk province. Bakhmut is slowly being crushed by shells and rockets are landing there every day. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.